Different, and Ruth Padell's Tidings was our Christmas choice.
Yeah, Christmas to me seems a long time ago now. So this, it feels a little bit strange talking about this because I was introduced to it when I went to Ely just before Christmas, and it really put me in the Christmas mood. So I thought it was a great choice at the time. But of course, we're in January now, looking towards the start of the year.
As if it's all never happened almost.
That's right, yes. But I think this is a book that you'll keep and get out each year to put you in the Christmas mood. It's a poem, which is a little bit unusual for a start, but it's beautifully packaged in a small hardback gift edition, if you like. So it's got beautiful illustrations, which are just as important as the book itself. And the poem is very simply written. So you're reading it as a story, and it's a tale about a young girl looking forward to Christmas, and also a homeless man. What he is looking forward to, if he's looking forward to anything. What does Christmas mean to him? Is it, it's just any day that he has to struggle through? And so we've got those two characters, and they've got Christmassy names, which I thought was a little bit twee when I first heard about it. So the little girl's called Holly and the boy's called Robin. But everything about the book seems to be well chosen, I think. Because it's a poem, every word seems to be very important. And it's very vivid, I think, in the descriptions. The colours really come alive, as well as the story. There's so much packed into it about the myths of Christmas, as well as the story of Christmas that we know through the Nativity plays and through the Bible. So it's packed with content, and it's full of contrasts as well. So you've got, obviously, the young girl and the old man, or the older man, he's not actually old, but and the warmth and the safety and the plenty that the little girl can experience, and then the austerity and the coldness and the hardship that the man experiences. And his only friend is a fox, a half-tamed fox that he's met on the streets. But even that comes alive because it's Christmas. So in this story, it becomes a talking fox. And again, that could sound a little bit odd, but actually it's beautifully done, and you've got all the magic of Christmas there in this story. So it's divided into three sections. You've got Christmas Eve, Christmas night, and Christmas Day. And it's a Christmas journey taking you through the story and also through Christmas experienced all around the world. So even though we're in the darkest time of the year, the poet takes us through the rest of the world as they start their Christmas. So in Australia, oh, it's sunny, it. And yeah. you can see the surf and the kangaroos bounding across the landscape and things. So as I say, there's just so much in it. And I think that each time you pick it up, you'll find out just a little bit more.
As you say, it could become a Christmas read, and hopefully we'll try and remind everyone in good time, maybe November of later this year, if we're both still here, to actually remind people maybe a good present to give as well.
I think so, yes. I think it's going to be one of those that once people find, they will want to spread it around to other people. And there are certain books that become very special for people because of their associations. Because obviously when you come to something as well, if you're coming to it year in, year out, you're going to bring something different each year from where you've come from, what you've experienced in the past year, and what you feel emotionally as you look forward. And I think you bring all of that to something like this, which has got so many evocative scenes and so many things to ponder.
And as you say, that sort of magical feel to it as well. There is a special feeling, isn't there, at that time of the year as
yes,
well?
Yes, yes. It sends a tingle down your spine. And of course, it's snowing in this scene as well. It has to snow at Christmas, doesn't it? So there's all sorts of magical things in this book.
So it's Ruth Padell, so P-A-D-E-L, and the little booklet, it's very obvious if you look at it, is Tidings, A Christmas Journey. Who's the publisher?
It is...
Not easy
you
to find.
You always throw me with that one.
No, sorry.
Chateau and Windus, so it's vintage.
Okay, so there you go.